Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 263.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 263. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. This is a really exciting episode because I just did one of the first group lessons with my brand new accelerator program. Yes, I don't know why that word didn't come out, program. But that was really, really fun. That was so amazing for me. And what this program is actually a group of students, a small cohort of students getting personal and exclusive access to me through Zoom and through a lot of other different types of events. Now, these are extremely different from the live streams I do, because obviously on the live streams, you're just chatting. These Zoom lessons, I actually get to have a conversation with you, right? So we can go back and forth. We can work on things. I can suggest ideas to you. You can play them. I can show you things, obviously, with the software that I'm using. You get the two keyboard views. The education downloads and integrates so much faster in this particular modality than it does even in private lessons. And most of it is because of the tech, which is simply amazing, right? It's incredible. When I'm used to teaching private lessons, I sit in a chair or I'll have to come over to the piano and kind of show something real fast. And the students really don't get a lot. Like, it's hard for them to digest the information. But when you're watching the screen that you see here in these podcasts, right, and you get to speak with me through Zoom and I get to see you, man, the progress and the results are fast. And it's fun and the knowledge is absorbed so quickly and it's absolutely amazing. Now, if you are interested in joining this program, there's spots still open. And so what happens is this program is going to officially start September 6th, but all these months leading up to September 6th, when the class starts in the fall, just like with every other college course, essentially, you're going to get bonus time with me. So you get correspondence time with me. You're going to get a kickoff session lesson with me. You're going to get to work with me. I'm going to assign you weekly assignments, playing assignments on exactly what you should be working on. I mean, it's like private lessons with myself, essentially, but with so many other goodies. Right, so we do have a lot of spots open. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group and you can get the calendar to see the list of events. All right, and excuse me. When you see the list of events, you want to look at your schedule. Still getting over COVID here. And look at your schedule and see if you can make those events. And now all the players in the group, not all of them can make the events, but the majority of them can. And that's the best part. And even if you can't make all events, it's completely okay because you're still doing essentially correspondence lessons. You're still doing the pod lessons, private lessons, all these amazing events, open mic nights, guest master classes. There's so many goodies. Anyway, jazzpianoschool.com/small group, and you get more info on that new accelerator program I just opened. There are spots left. So with that being said, again, there's so much amazing information happening. I'm so excited to be using this new software. I have my system set up so in a great way, which is really inspiring to myself and has been for students. So what this particular podcast is going to be on is essentially the number one thing, the number one kind of mistake. I don't want to call it a mistake. Well, yeah, I guess they're mistakes, but the number one kind of thing I want to point out and teach on that's happening in solo piano right now that I'm seeing with the accelerator students. So obviously when you're in the program, I listen to you to play, and I'm going to hear you play a lot, and I've been hearing lots of the players play, right, all the students in the program, and I'm hearing this one thing over and over and over again, and I really want to kind of dive into this. It's going to be pretty quick because it's a point that is big and impactful, but it's very simple, and you're not going to believe it when I tell you, I promise. You're going to be like, wait, what? Okay, So that's exactly what this podcast is going to be on. And I'm super excited to be teaching on this. So again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group if you're interested. If not, obviously we have a membership available too that you can join to get access. By the way, if you do join the program, everyone who joins the program gets a lifetime elite membership to Jazz Piano School. How amazing is that? That means you get access to everything inside of Jazz Piano School and and everything to come. So that is so awesome because usually people pay for that, which is, you know, a large amount, and they don't get to work with me. I mean, they get the live lessons through the membership, but they don't get this Zoom interaction with all these goodies and all this bonus material. So essentially it's like you're getting way more bang for your buck. All right, anyway, enough plugs, right? Here we go. Let's get to the lesson. All right, so this is going to be the number one thing I'm seeing right now within all the accelerator students in the program. What's happening in their solo piano is this, and I'm going to demonstrate. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me play it again for you. So this is essentially the way a beginner student sounds. You may sound like this. It may sound a little bit better than this. It might sound even a little bit worse. All right, so let me regress that a little bit, right? So I'm going to go through the different levels of playing. This is very insightful for you to see and understand. Here's a regression. Now I'm gonna progress to the next level, which I just started with. Okay, and I'm gonna go up another level. Okay, so already, obviously, you can tell this sounds like a beginner, but why? Why? I'm about to tell you in a second. I'm going to progress to the next level. Okay, here we go. So what is happening here? Like, so many players play and sound like this, sound within some sort of realm of this particular sound and don't know how to break out of this box, okay? The very first thing that you want to do, this is exactly what I'm seeing right now within all the accelerator programs for the most part, and a lot of the students within Jazz Piano School and a lot of students that I taught over the past, you know, my entire career. The first thing we need to do is remove the pedal. When you do that, things are going to open up, sound clear, and it's going to start to add in time, add in rhythmic time in the feeling of swing. So I'm going to remove the pedal right now, and I'm going to give it a steady pulse. The way I'm going to do that is by playing the melody and playing bass notes on the downbeat of one. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Already, that's starting to sound better. We're making progress in our sound, and all I've done is remove the pedal, and I added consistent time. In the beginning, you'll notice there wasn't really consistent time. I was just kind of going. You can't really feel the time. There's no feeling of time, and we need that in our body. Jazz needs that, right? So now all I did was just add bass notes here. Okay, so we're starting to progress the sound now. I'm teaching you the steps to break down where you're at and progress the sound. Here's what you want to do next. You want to start to add some short bass notes in. Short bass notes. Okay, because just long bass notes, it doesn't give it much pop, much lightness, much feeling of jazz, right? So here we go. I'm going to add some short bass notes on the downbeat of one and some long bass notes on the downbeat of one. Here we go. Now, what changed there? Already, we're getting different types of rhythm contrast, right? We're getting some long, some short, and again, it's helping to break up the monotony of just holding long bass notes, okay? So now we've taken a step further, right? So whatever level you're at, you should be kind of practicing and working through these particular steps in this order, right? It's like following a curriculum, okay? Here we go. The next step is that we want to get some upbeats in there with our bass note, all right? And I haven't even gotten to harmonies yet. I'm gonna get there in a second, but we wanna start to get in some upbeats because that's gonna give us the feeling of jazz. Jazz lives in upbeats, remember that. Jazz lives in the upbeat. So all the ands, one and, two and, three and, four and, that's where the lightness and the fun and the feeling, the great feeling that we love in swing comes from, right? So when I go to play my bass note, I'm gonna start to add one and. So I'm gonna go one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two, four, one and two, four, one and two, three, four, one and two, three, four, one and. Okay, here's what it's gonna sound like. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Now, it's starting to get some pop in it, but remember this very, very important rule. Anything that you do over and over and over again is going to sound boring. So what do I need to do to that? I was playing all upbeats. I need to add in some change, some contrast. So I'm going to take what we did in steps one and two. I'm going to add long bass notes, short bass notes on the downbeat of one, and the upbeats. This is going to completely change the sound and feeling of the tune already. Here we go. It's starting to come together, right? You're starting to see there's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? We went from this but we still have a lot to go, okay? So what are we missing right now? We have the melody and we have our bass motion going. Because remember, in solo piano, this is another thing that I'm seeing so much in accelerator students. So many beginners start off all the way up here. So things will sound very light. Jazz starts like this for beginning piano. And again, you may be doing this right now too. There's no low end bass note. Funny enough, I told a student to play all the way down in the lowest part of the piano today. They're like, all the way down here? And I was like, yes, all the way down there. They're like, wait, all the way down here? And I was like, yes, all the way down there. And even the lowest A on the piano? Yes, even the lowest A on the piano, right? I know it's scary. I know you don't want to kind of venture out into these high ends of the piano, right? Or low ends, but they're there for character, for texture. Check it out, right? Like, listen to that sound, right? Isn't that amazing? Who doesn't want that low-end sound in their solo piano playing? I mean, I do. And check it out. If I comp some chords with this, just all I'm doing is talking about the texture right now, right? Listen to the texture. Such an amazing low-end texture that the piano provides for us. So we want to use it, okay? So we got our bass lines down. You need to play in that low on the piano to get that lush sound, but we need some harmonies, right? We need harmonies. So we need to add our shells in first before you start getting into all these fancy, huge chords, right? We got to start with the shells. We got to start somewhere simple, right? Because this is going to propel you, excuse me, and help inspire you to get to these other places. So we're just going to add the shells in below the melody note, All right, here we go. I'm still going to be doing the same thing with my left hand bass, but now shells are going to be below the melody note. So now it's starting to come alive, right? Now when the melody note is a shell, you don't necessarily need to double it below, but if you want to, I like to do this too. And again, it helps with the thickness of the sound. So instead of just this, when you double that note, listen to the difference in the sound here of the C major versus this. Right? That's a huge difference. Okay? That's a huge difference. So now, this is what you should be practicing. You got your left hand bass note working. You have bass note on the downbeat. You have bass notes on the downbeat short and long. And then you also have bass notes on the upbeat. We're not using pedal. We're not using pedal, right? Okay? We've taken that away. We got shells below our melody note now. That's all that's happening. So how do we take this a step further? We want to break up. I think I can get my coughs or keep talking without coughing, but then I stop and I'm like, nah, I can't. I got to cough. We got to break up our shells between both hands, meaning I have to split my shells between both hands. So I'm going to go, instead of having this, right, I'm going to take one of my shells with my left hand. I'm going to take this 7. So I'm going to play 1 and 7 here. And then in my right hand, right, the melody note is a shell, but I'm going to double it down the octave here. This adds a balanced harmony of shells and chords down here with the bass note. Because when the shells are split like this so far, it adds in an imbalance because the harmonies and the shells, they like to be close together. They don't like to be split so far apart. Listen to the difference versus this versus this. This is a nice warm and fuzzy sound because everything's close and, you know, blending very well. This is too far apart. There's no balance in between. Okay, so I'm going to do this. And then here, I'm going to split my shells again. But what I'm going to do this time, you see how I'm changing my left hand? I'm not going to 1 and 7 again because this is too low. Okay, so I'm going to split my shells like this. I'm going to play 1 and 10, and I'm going to play my other shell here and the melody here. Now, if you can't reach this, just do this. So I might go. You see that? You can just roll it. Right? And again, you could roll this. Now, I'm not always going to do this because this is a strategy that's separate from playing your bass notes, meaning if I want to comp more with bass in the low end of the piano, obviously if my left hand's all the way down here, I can't play my shells up here, right? Because I'm focusing on a low end texture, meaning if I'm using this low end of side of the piano, I'm going to put all my voicings in my right hand. So I might have this. So when my left hand is really working kind of the bass strategies and methods that I told you about in the beginning of this podcast, my right hand's going to take the harmonies. Now, do I always do that? No. And again, do we always want to do that? No, because what happens when we play something over and over and over again, it gets boring, right? So I don't just do that. That's one texture. I'm going to balance that texture by coming up here with the strategy I just taught you, right? So I may start down here. And then I come up here and use the strategy with the shells split between my two hands to get some more balance in. Because now I'm in the middle of the piano. I'm getting a nice balanced middle of the piano texture. Do I still want the low end bass notes occasionally? Yes. Do I want this middle split shell with bass note with melody on top texture? Yes. I want all of that. I want all of that. We want to encompass all these spices, all these flavors into our solo piano so that it starts to really come together like a meal. Can you imagine just having one spice in your meal like every single day? It would be terrible, right? So this is what we have to do, okay? Now, I don't want to go any further than this because this is a lot already. So if you can do this, if you can combine these two textures, meaning you have your bass notes down, you can play like you're the long... You know, long, short, and on the upbeat. And if you can also split your shells between your hands, you're on the road to doing amazing things in your solo piano. Now, do I use the pedal occasionally? Yeah, I might use a little bit of pedal. At some point, so it might sound like this. But honestly, I'm not using it much at all. I might go to let it ring out a little bit. But besides that, your main objective should be to remove the pedal completely. You want to start practicing and playing tunes with the pedal removed. Because this is going to allow you to start to feel, the tune is going to allow it to come alive because you have the swing feel built into your rhythms. Now, does this still sound like a beginner? Yes, but this is a huge problem already, is that so many people are starting off with the pedal without these bass notes, without these shell splits, that it starts to kind of move in this direction that's unsavable. It never really works or gets there because these foundational techniques and strategies are never built in. So take out that pedal, start to work on your bass notes, put them on the downbeats, short, long, the upbeats. Start to put shells below your melody with just bass notes. Then start to split your shells between both hands and then do a combination of bass notes with shells in your right hand under the melody. Then do a combination of your two hand splits, right, between your left hand and your right hand. And that will start to add lots of different flavors, lots of different spices into your playing, okay? I just started a brand new accelerator program. If you're interested in getting exclusive personalized teaching from me in a intimate environment, go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group and you get more teaching like this. Join the small cohort of about 20 people. We do have some spots left. This program will run all the way through the end of December 2nd. The earlier you sign up, the more bonus time you get with me. Okay? Hope you guys enjoyed that and I'll talk to you soon.